Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James said that just like the bridle controls the horse and the rudder controls the ship, that your tongue controls your body and your whole life. Doesn't it say that?
Yes.
You can use your mouth to control your body. That includes your organs,
right.
Your blood,
yes.
Your brain.
Yes.
But if half the time you say things, you don't mean it, you don't follow through, then when you try to use it to make something happen, it won't carry weight then either.
Right.
We must stop saying things we don't mean and saying things we don't do. We must stop if we're going to have victories, if we're going to walk by faith. If you say you're going to be there, if it's within your power, you should be there. If you say you're going to do a thing, then if later on you think, well, I wish I hadn't said that. Yeah, but you did.
Right.
Does your word mean anything or not? In Psalms 15, I'm getting looks across the crowd. Psalm 15, where we're reading, he said, verse 4, he that swears to his own hurt and what? Doesn't change. Said out loud, an unchangeable word. What we're talking about is acting like our Father.
Amen.
His word is immutable, unchangeable, and it is impossible for Him to lie.
Amen.
And because of that, when He tells us something, we can trust it completely, absolutely, no matter what kind of contradictions arise, we know if He said it, it's true. If He said He'd do it, He will do it. No chance He might not. Well, we are made in His likeness and image. We are speaking spirits, given the right to choose our own words and put faith in them and release them just like He does. Now, we're obviously not operating on the level of faith and vision that He does. He creates solar systems with His words. The universe, and all manner of things. But we ought to be able to get a hold of our flesh for a few days. And if we'll quit lying and make our word a word of integrity, you can use it. And the Lord showed me that back there those 36 whatever years ago. I saw it. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I didn't say it the first day. I didn't say it the first week. I pondered it. I looked at it. I got it in my heart, yes, I'm going to make this commitment, I said. And I stood up and said it, nobody was around, but I said, I'm not going to use any kind of tobacco for 3 months. Why 3 months? That's where my confidence was. Why not say a year? Why not say, well, those 3 months have come and gone, and 36 years have come and gone. At the end of the 3 months, I realized I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
But using my word to bind my flesh, because there were times, can you believe during those 3 months there were times I wanted some?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But because I'm not going to lie, I said it before God.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me, saints?
Yes.
I said it before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. If I lie to God, I got nothing to work with now.
Right.
I can't have faith in my own words. I got condemnation now. Can you see why the enemy wants you to be like this? He can just keep you perpetually in a defeated state. But he's the loser.
Right.
I said he's the loser because I don't care if you've been the biggest liar in the county. That can stop tonight.
Amen.
That can stop tonight. And I don't know where your confidence is, but if it's a prescription drug addiction, if it's a street drug addiction, if it's a lying addiction, if it's a watching pornography addiction, whatever it might be, believe the prayer that you just prayed, that God is right now working in me to will and to do of His good pleasure. And then, as you have confidence, use your words and say, I am not doing this if it's just a day. Come on, y'all with me. Somewhere, release your faith. And then make up your mind, nothing's going to make a liar out of me. He will do His part if we do our part. Hallelujah. Well, I got you caught up with us. Are you glad we went over that, those of you who weren't with us? Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, please. And you'll see Paul doing this, the Spirit of God speaking through him, but him doing this with his own body. And we're going to get into something that we need to be thorough in this subject. It's possible to get completely free and stay free for years and then get back in bondage again. Don't have to, but it's possible because it's a Bible fact, the enemy will try to come back. You never have to let him. But he'll try.
Right.
And if you're not ready for it, just being foolish. In 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, he says, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. There were folks in the church at Corinth, and there are people doing it today, perverting grace and saying, don't put me under bondage, don't put me under law, all things are lawful for me. Well, just because all things are lawful for you doesn't mean you need to do all things. And if anything has you in bondage and you feel like you have to do it, you need to get free. And that's what Paul was saying by the Spirit of God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient or profitable or useful. All things are lawful for me, but I'm not going to be brought under the power of any of them. Then he starts mentioning, he said, foods. He's talking about food here. Meats is the word for food. If he's talking about meat like we think meat, the King James uses the word flesh. Meat here is food. Food for the belly, belly for foods. God will destroy both it and them. They're both going away. And the body's not for fornication, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord. He'll raise us up too by His own power. Know ye not that your bodies are members of Christ? Does it matter what we do with our bodies?
Yes.
It does. Shall I take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. They had major problems with sexual activity in the church at Corinth. Because previously, having sex with just any and everybody was part of their worship. Their idol temples. There were prostitutes that worked at the temple. And this was just part of their life. So to change all that and just have, you know, a husband and wife, this was a major change for them. And he's telling them, this is not right. He goes on to say, what? Know you not? Verse 16. That he which is joined to a harlot is one body, for two says he shall be one flesh. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. What does flee mean? Run. Here's something else that's our part. Running. There are times you need to rebuke and bind, and there are times you need to get out of there. You don't need, and I don't need, to put ourselves in an environment where we're subjected to unnecessary temptation, especially in areas we've been delivered from. We're fools if we do. I heard a lady say one time, you know, that she was a woman minister, and before she got saved, she went to a lot of bars and drank a lot and on the party scene. She had an amazing salvation experience. But after a period of time, she's thinking about her friends and associates that are still in that lifestyle, and she wanted to help them and reach them, and God was using her. And so she went back into some of the bars to talk to her friends and her people, and she was sitting there one day, and she said she found herself running her finger around the top of a margarita glass that was belonged to somebody else and about to drink it. And she was alcoholic. And she realized, I got to get out of here. What am I doing in here? Can you see this, friends? The scripture said, and we'll read this also. Well, let me finish reading this and then we'll do the other. Flee fornication. Every sin a man does is without the body. He that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? People say, well, it's my body. Not if you're a Christian. Well, it's my body. What do you care what I do with my body? If you are a believer, it's not your body. It's been bought. It's been paid for with a price. It's his body. So you need to ask him if he's okay with you doing that with it. Uh-oh. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Go to Romans 13, please. Do we want to be free? Do we want to stay free? Romans 13, 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The BBE says, don't give thought to the flesh to do its desires. Don't provide a setting or a situation or a provision for your flesh to do what it wants to do. Get it away from that and out of that. Don't make it hard on yourself. Make it easy on yourself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me